Okay, I think Gino's got a question for you.
Yeah, people can text in as well if anything pops into your mind as you're listening. 603-356-9145. That's the number to text. You can also send us an email, office@wmwv.com, if you have any questions at all for Chief Wagner. This one has to do, and we actually talked to the chamber, Chief Wagner, we talked to the chamber last week about businesses becoming essential. The stay-at-home order was put into effect, and there was a lot of questions on what business was essential, what businesses were not essential. Did the police at all have to be involved in that, and if they are businesses that are claiming to be essential, are you guys checking in on that type of thing, or is it kind of at this point, because it's just a stay-at-home order, we're kind of taking businesses at their word?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have actually seen the list.
It's quite extensive.
Yeah, it's large.
But I think it would have been easier if the governor just said the ones that are not.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Yeah, so that's for sure.
But yeah, you know, we're certainly not going out and saying, hey, you need to be closed, you need to be open, you need to be closed, but you can be open type of thing. So we're sort of, you know, just referring everybody to the governor's order of stay at home. These are the essential ones. And if you've taken up a ride up through town or, you know, into Conway, I think people are certainly abiding by that. And, you know, I think people realize how important it is. And the gravity of this situation that we are in. And, you know, for the most part, I think everybody's following the rules.
Yeah, and I've definitely seen that as well, and we talked about that a little bit on one of our shows earlier, too, that, you know, people definitely seem to be taking it very seriously, and it's really nice to see, and I think, you know, that goes with our community here. We have such a great community that people know that these are important times, and you know, it's time to step up and do the right thing and make sure we're all safe and healthy.
Yeah, nobody wants to stay home for 5 weeks, for sure.
No, not at all. I think another question, Gino?
Another question comes in, and I think we did touch on this a little bit, as wondering about the changes, if people are arrested, or what changes will be taken, if any, are made. But I think you did touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, so we're business as usual with that type of stuff. You know, if we can release somebody on a summons that we are taking into custody, we will certainly do that. So it limits the amount of prisoners that we bring into the building. But again, you know, we are open for business. We are one of the essential businesses that need to stay open.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, we're trying to limit the amount of people that we bring into the building. But if it calls for it, we certainly will.
And then one just got texted in. Does that change the priorities when it comes to maybe a traffic stop? Maybe an inspection sticker, maybe giving a little more leeway to that type of thing, that type of nature. Is it changing the priority list just a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. But I'm certainly not going to say, yeah, you can drive around with your vehicle uninspected or whatever.
Right.
But... Yeah, we certainly are trying to limit what we stop cars for, and I hope people don't take advantage of that, because, you know, we will make that traffic stop, but we are certainly trying to limit exposure.
Yeah, and
for both the motoring public and for our officers.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked with Tom Holmes, the Conway town manager, about that, about in terms of getting your vehicles registered.
Yeah, that type
and
of thing.
He was on last Thursday and gave some very good information that basically, oh, that's available online.
Right.
So it's actually, it probably excuse won't go too far.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It is online now for you to register vehicles, and most of the auto service businesses, I know we have a handful of them on air here right now, are still doing state inspections and essential repairs because you've got to have a vehicle. Most people do at this point. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think it's time to take a little bit of a break. So let's go ahead and do that. We'll come back and answer any further questions. Wanted to thank again our sponsors here, Settlers Green and Crossing, as well as Cooper Cargill Chant and Leona McDonald and Roberts. And our news is sponsored by Johnson's Auto Care. Currently, Johnson's is limiting business hours and modifying procedures to keep their customers safe, and they're still open for service, repairs, and tires and inspections. Call them or email service@johnsonsautocare.com, Johnson's Auto Care, Route 302 North Conway, or visit online at johnsonsautocare.com.
And please remember, if you guys have a question for Chief Wagner, you can text us, 603-356-9145. Again, that's 603-356-9145. We'll be back right after this news break.
Hi, I'm Greg Frizzell, the general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group. You're listening to a special edition of Drive Time here this evening, sponsored by Settlers Green, Settlers Crossing, Cooper Cargill Chant, and Leone McDonald and Roberts. I'm here with Gino Devaney.
Hi, Greg.
How are you doing? And our special guest today is Chief Ed Wagner from the Conway Police Department. How are we doing, Ed?
I'm doing well.
Excellent, excellent. So we've talked a lot about a lot of things, actually, so far. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to get out to the public about anything, maybe even not dealing with the coronavirus that's been going on at the department?
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, the final thing is just a few words of encouragement, you know, is, you know, we need everybody to keep their spirits up. As I said earlier, nobody wants to be locked up in their home for 5 weeks, but it's something that we have to do and something that, you know, is going to keep everybody in the valley safe. But if you do have to go out, you know, practice that social distancing and, you know, everybody says washing your hands is the way to go. I tell my guys every day before I leave work, you know, be safe and stay healthy. And like I said earlier, you can always contact us by calling 911 for any emergency. And for any non-emergency, you can use our in-house number, 356-5785.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and I want to say, Chief Wagner, that a lot of people have texted in just to say thank you to all the first responders, of course, your guys and the hospital staffs and the fire department and everybody out there that is on the front lines of it, as they say. So I just did want to share that praise that you have received. Your guys are doing a fantastic job, and you yourself.
Well, I would say thank you to everybody. This is our job. We chose our job, and we love our job and what we do. I'm certainly just as concerned, if not more concerned, about the people up at the hospital and all the other first responders that are on the front lines as well.
Yeah, no question. It seems like we get the last bunch of drive times, we're getting more thank yous than questions.
Yeah.
So that's great. So thank you very much for being with us, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime. And have a great day and be safe.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care, bye.
All right, this has been Drive Time. I want to say special thanks one more time to Chief Wagner of the Conway Police Department. Again, if you have any questions at all, maybe something that we missed, you can always text us, 603-356-9145. This has been Drive Time on Magic 104 and WMWV.